Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Untying the Knot. Today, I'm going to talk about how did I get here? What are some of the steps that ruins a marriage, ruins relationships? How do we overcome them? Well, a lot of that depends on different situations. However, in the beginning, everything is great. You get along. Obviously, you married that person or you got involved with that person because they met your list of things that excite you. They're active, they're engaged, they are kind, they're attentive, they're a great lover, whatever that may be. But the parts that sustain a relationship, we tend to forget. And one of the ways that we forget is we forget to have those conversations about expectations and how do we manage our expectations. So I was looking up what does expectations mean. It means preventing disappointment by establishing in advance what can realistically be achieved or delivered. I thought that was a great explanation. The key word is in advance. And the thing I failed at, and I think a lot of people fail at, is, you know, having those hard, honest conversations. There's the top 10 reasons why marriages fail are finances, communication, family problems, sex problems are not compatible, friend problems, I don't like his, you don't like hers, addiction problems, and addiction can be anything. It can be TV, it can be food, it can be drugs, legal or illegal, alcohol, you name it. Personality problems. Somebody can be a narcissist. Somebody can be codependent or Pollyanna. And then time management problems. Don't have enough time to actually spend with each other. But another one that a lot of people overlook and I think can almost solve a lot of those previous ones are expectation problems. And what does that really mean? You know, reasonable versus realistic, right? The other day I was talking to a friend of mine and, you know, we were talking about her ex and he had, you know, they had had a big fight over their son and she had, given me the whole litany of all the problems and then she said, he came back and he said he was sorry, but she goes, he just doesn't get it, And I go, okay, well, what you're expecting is for him to be able to apologize at the level that you need him to. And we always, up the ante there. Because the only person who's really going to be able to do that is, that's got to come from you, right? So that got me thinking more about expectations. And, you know, everybody thinks that their expectations are reasonable. But are they? I mean, from my perspective, no, they're not reasonable most of the time. And part of that isn't our fault, it's because we didn't communicate them and we didn't establish boundaries and we didn't establish consequences. And, how do we go through them when somebody disappoints us? Because invariably somebody will. Somebody will disappoint your expectations. And is it okay to have expectations? Sure, have expectations. Expectations are fine. But they're not fine when they're not realistic and they're not communicated and they're not fair. Those three things set me up to fail, and I bet if you were being honest, probably set you up to fail too. So, you know, first of all, when we talk about expectations in relationships, you know, defining what those are and which ones are important, right? How do we handle children? Do you want children? How do we handle our finances? What's fair? When we're talking about income equality in a relationship, who pays more? Who feels like they're contributing more than they can afford? Those kinds of things. Is it 50-50? Is it 40-60? Who knows? But those are conversations that you need to have that we don't have. Either because we're uncomfortable with having those conversations, we think we're in love and they'll magically work themselves out. Well, then we're setting ourselves up for communication problems and financial problems. What about children? Having children? You know, is that something that you've had a conversation about? And there's a myriad of different topics that we'll go through different podcasts, but But the big point here is setting realistic expectations and then lowering the bar. And I'll explain what that means in a little bit. But, you know, some questions that you need to ask yourself is, are they realistic and reasonable? Does your partner have the same or share in your expectations? And some people will go in through, I know my husband and I did this. Oh, yeah, that's how I think. We'll have that conversation. Oh, yeah, those people, you know, when you're being judgmental, everybody does it. We all are. And then it turns out you never got into the nitty-gritty of the details of what that actually meant. You know, your friends may agree with you. I remember having arguments, just like I was explaining with my friend, having arguments with my spouse, then I'd run to my friends, which is not always the best idea. Again, something later. And they'll totally agree with you. But then that isn't necessarily mean that your spouse agrees with you or sees it the same way. And you're expecting someone that's not in that relationship to validate you. In reality, if that relationship is really important to you, that validation comes from that other person. And that can only be confirmed by communicating. You have to communicate what those things are. Now, I'm not saying your expectations are about demanding your own special brand of obedience or teamwork or compliance. That's not an expectation. That is, you know, you want what you want and when you want it kind of behavior, and that's not reality. That's not reasonable, and that's not reality. More often it's about, you know, we're being stubborn about what we want and what we want to share. And reality is, my reality that I learned is it's about being self-responsible. It's about saying, I'm going to have this hard conversation because it's necessary, because I want us to have success in the long run. This is what I didn't do. And I didn't do it because it was a difficult conversation. I was afraid I would push him away. I found somebody that I was really clicked with, really liked. I liked his brain. I liked his energy level. I liked, you know, the things he got excited about. There were things I got excited about. And I just kind of thought, like a lot of people, we will work out these things as they come along. Well, that's not reality. And I needed to be self-responsible. And the time to be self-responsible is not when you're in the thick of it or when somebody lets you down or you think somebody's let you down. It's before. It's setting up those boundaries in advance. It's setting up those things well in advance. And, you know, there were times I thought I did. I thought I had, but I wasn't very clear. And I wasn't concise. And then, you know, when you think that you are, this is what I mean by lowering your expectations. So I remember having a conversation about money early, early on. And how I made more. And how, you know, what my goal was. And how, you know, what my financial vision was. And what I didn't realize is that my spouse didn't share that same vision. He didn't share the same vision, and I missed the cues or I wasn't listening because I was so focused and stubborn on my vision that I wasn't willing to be open to blending the two. And had I been more open to listening to that, probably would have saved us a lot of heartache later on down the road. You know, so really we need to have our expectations aligned with reality. We need to be flexible with those, you know, and sharing those expectations with our partners. Having expectations that our partner can meet, that they agree in, that they can get on board with, that they believe are something that they can accomplish. It's not about judging them for when people fail them. It's about, you know, being clear and not being afraid to reset your expectations or being flexible within your expectations. But really, you have to share them. That's the bottom line. Sharing those expectations so that people understand what is fair. You know, do you want children? I did. He didn't. What a surprise that was. And, you know, to his credit, he went along with a lot of things he didn't want to do. He didn't want to go through all the things that it would take to be a parent. Finances, again, back to that conversation. It's one of the problems that a lot of people have. And we just had different visions and different ideas of what financial responsibility looked like. Household, just household chores. Who was going to do the outside? Probably like most of you, I was raised on a farm where my brothers did all the outside stuff and the girls did all the inside stuff. And then it was, wait a minute, why should I do your laundry? You got it dirty. Why should I clean your dishes? You dirtied them. You live here too. Those things built up resentments. So we didn't talk about those things. And the other thing too is, like, if you put a screwdriver in my ex's hand, he wouldn't know what end to use. He really was not technical in that way. He had great strengths in other areas, but that wasn't his forte. But I knew how to do it. But because he was a man, I kind of expected him to do that. I let him lead that way. But instead of sharing our talents, I placed expectations there. Well, of course they failed, right? You know, just understanding our strengths and weaknesses. You know, where we are good and where we are not good. I'm good at negotiating. He never was. He is good at, getting a room together, getting a bunch of people to follow him. He was good at communicating and writing and things like that. And he was excellent at learning a computer application or picking up on something. He would also be somebody that we would go to the store, I would have a project, and I would burn out by the time we got all the stuff to do the project. He wanted to come home. He got excited about the whole process. And it would annoy me that we'd come home and he instantly wanted to put it. It just drove me nuts. But the other thing too is, like, anything that we did agree upon as far as expectations, when we finally would have those conversations, the one thing we didn't talk about is, okay, so what if we fail here? And that happens. That's reality. It happens from time to time that somebody's going to let you down. You can lower your expectations and go, okay, but are there going to be consequences? Right? We expect our children to clean their room, and when they don't, there's consequences. Well, okay, but the outcome of a consequence should be to improve the relationship or improve the outcome of whatever it is you're trying to solve. So, and they don't have to be punitive, they just have to be something that you both can live with. Okay, so I'm happy to go get all the stuff to get for this project, but when I come home, our agreed solution here is that you will put it together. I mean, I'm just giving you an example. It's not a great example, but you know, that's one example. Early on, we put everything in a pot as far as finances, and that was horrible because we had different approaches to budgeting and what was important and where we put our money and where we invested. Those were completely different, and you know what the consequence from that was, okay, we had to sit down and go, okay, maybe we need to split our money. Have three different accounts, your account, my account, and then the household account, and then X money goes into the household account. That was a consequence. So consequences don't always have to be you punishing the other person or lead into an argument. It really just means changing the course so the outcome can benefit both of you. That's really what a consequence is and what it should be. Another thing that always came up was, you know, moods, expecting other people to provide us our happiness. And this is a big one. Something that I didn't identify until much later is I would come home from work, a horrible day. I'd come home, march down, because my husband worked at home, march down and just like, bleh, right? Just spit it all out there. The problem with that is that he was in the midst of working. His schedule was different than mine. He was not ready to hear it. He didn't want to hear it. So I perceived that as he didn't care, because I expected to come home and for him to be willing, open, and available to hear me. And when he wasn't on my time schedule, because that's what I expected, when he wasn't on my time schedule, I got upset and I moved away. And I would get mad because he wasn't as angry or as upset, or his mood didn't match mine. Well, that's not his responsibility. It's absolutely going to set you up for failure, and it set me up for failure, to place the responsibility of how others should act to determine my own happiness or my own mood, will set you up for failure. It set me up for failure over and over and over again until I realized that I am responsible for my mood. I am responsible for my feelings. He is not inside my head. He may know me well. He may know, you know, my behaviors, but he does not know. No one will ever, ever know what's inside your head unless they become minors, and I don't know any of those, do you? Your mood is your own. You own it. People will not act exactly how you want them to. So stop. Stop expecting apologies that are at your level, that will, you know, check off everything, validate every single emotion, every single feeling that you have. That's not going to happen. If it's a sincere apology, if it is an apology that is, I made this mistake, this is what I'm not going to do again, this is how I'm going to rectify in the future, if that's an apology, then that should be good enough from you. You should not expect an apology that is going to be exactly what you want to hear, because it's not. It's just, that's not reality. It's just not. Nobody knows what that is but you. And so at some point, you have to be willing to let go of those little resentments. And that's part of managing your expectations, is letting go. Because when you have such high expectations, or you haven't shared those expectations, then you know you live with resentments. You create resentments. So stop creating resentments. You don't need them. Let them go. All they are roadblocks to your own satisfaction, to your own contentment, and the roadblocks for your intimacy and your relationship and the success of your relationship. They'll affect your mood. They'll affect the next happy, joyous thing that comes along. They will strip you of happiness. So if you can't share them or manage them and then lower them to a level that's reasonable and realistic, you will always set yourself up for failure. Peace and happiness never comes from other people. No one knows what's in your head. Only you own your own truth. Only you do. And this is not something that's easy to do. It takes practice. You know, I think when you're married for a long time, you learn your spouse's buttons, right? They learn yours, you know, and after a while, when you get that little paper cut and you kind of like, ouch, that really hurt, I'm going to go right for the button, right? Because you want them to feel like you feel. And that is really the beginning of the end. That's really where things start to go awry. Anyway, so I want to talk a little bit more about expectations, and we'll have another, because I think it's so important to discuss expectations. I'll have another podcast later on about expectations. So I'm going to set some real expectations right now. I'm going to try to have a podcast at least 3 times a week. May not always do that. The last couple of weeks, just as a sidebar, I've Crohn's and I've been dealing a lot with that. Not, it's a poor excuse, but it does get in my way and it creates a hurdle. But I'm going to try to commit to at least doing 3 podcasts a week. Certainly, you know, check out the Facebook. It's Untying the Knot on Facebook. And then untieknot.com or at gmail.com is my email if you have topics you want to talk about. We can break down all of these issues. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what, you know, things came up, what hurdles, what you learned from them. Again, this is about helping each other. It's about, you know, giving people realistic advice. Again, I'm not a counselor. This is just my experience and what I've learned. It's free advice, but I want to share it with you, and I want you to share your experience with me to help build each other up. You know, you never know what one thing you do will help another human being. And let's make the world a better place. On that note, this is Iva. I'm signing off. Have a great day. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend. And next episode will be on Saturday. Bye.